Let's check in with meteorologist Carl Babinski this morning. Carl, the winds will be cranking up around here today. How much of a problem will that be?
Well, Susan, with the wind gusts expected to approach 50 miles per hour, certainly there can be damage, some power outages. A wind advisory will be in effect until 8 o'clock on this Friday evening. Some colder air arriving, too. We can't forget about that. Yesterday, most highs were in the mid-60s. A lot of cold air aloft moving in, meaning shower activity will be on the uptick this afternoon. I think we'll get a couple of gusty showers. And those rain showers today will change to snow showers tonight. So mid-40s for high temperatures, wind gusts of up to 50 miles per hour, temperatures plummeting into the 30s by early tonight. It could be a coating to an inch of snowfall tonight, and looks like it'll stay chilly this upcoming weekend, but at least the wind should begin to diminish tomorrow.
Wow, snowfall. I mean, people are walking outside right now thinking, come on, it's so nice outside.
Yeah, Brian, things change on a dime in mid-March, and this is exactly one of the example of one of those cases. We'll probably have the snow showers lingering in the south towns and in ski country tomorrow with highs in the mid-30s, and then Sunday just dry but cold with a high of 32.
All right. I know there's a lot of pretty fierce weather around the country. There was a bomb cyclone that occurred yesterday around the Rockies, right?
Well, yes, that bomb cyclone has managed to lift out to the north and east. It's moving across central and eastern Ontario right now. So indirectly, we're feeling some of the effects of that, although we're not going to have wind gusts of nearly 100 miles per hour like they did in Colorado a couple of days ago. Today, the gust of around 50. So a very potent low-pressure system still, and it'll bring us quite a bit of wind today.
Are we looking at this being an all-day wind event? Is there a certain time where maybe that starts to die down?
I think that there still can be wind gusts of 30 to 40 miles per hour after nightfalls. Basically, the worst of the wind will be occurring between noon and 6 p.m., but it's going to take quite a while, probably 6 to 12 hours for the winds to really back off. That'll be late tonight and early tomorrow.
Carl, we appreciate it. Thanks very much. That's Carl Babinski joining us live this morning.